What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Racy Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to the show. So today, guys, I want to speak to you about the movie called Late Night with the Devil. This movie is good. It's a short movie, but it's very good. This movie is actually gives you like a 1970s aesthetic, supposedly. I wasn't born around that time, but this movie, it kind of does remind me of, like, if you ever seen the Jimmy Kimmel Show or Jimmy Fallon, but, like, for back then. TV shows used to be like that back then, where they show you the commercials and stuff like that. But now, we all use YouTube to actually just watch clips of our favorite celebrities and stuff. But, like, this movie is about, supposedly, there was a possession that actually took place for this movie. It's fictional, but I'm just gonna read you the synopsis for the movie. It says right here, in 1977, a live television broadcast goes horribly wrong, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms. The main actor named David Desmochin, I've only seen him in a few movies. He was never really like a leading man. He wasn't really the leading role, but now he finally got it, man. He finally got his main role in a movie that actually was a success. The movies that I have seen him on is The Dark Knight, The Suicide Squad, and I keep forgetting one more, but I know I've seen him in a couple of films. But this one, he is the main character, and his name is Jack Delroy. Jack Delroy, he is obsessed with getting ratings for his show because it's supposedly dying. And because of this, he just does whatever he can to actually pick up the ratings. And things just go bad because he's just obsessed with the views and stuff. Just like how some YouTubers are nowadays and how social media takes place. It doesn't change how it was back then either. People were grabbing people's attention with their shows and stuff back then as well. It's kind of similar, you know? But anyways, the story takes place in a reality TV show. Just like I said, for Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel. He was the host for the show and things got really interesting. The very first person that was a guest star on it, his name was Crystal. Crystal was like a, how you say, he like was able to read people's minds. Yeah, he was able to read people's minds, and there was this two people. There was a daughter and a mom. He was able to read what actually happened to somebody that they actually love, and like, Every single time that he took something from them, like he knew something more about them, that's when his like head started hurting him. He just like started puking like all over. There was this one person, I think it was Meanie the name. It was a nickname. And like he was just wondering who was Meanie. It wasn't the two ladies that were in the front row. It was somebody, but nobody wanted to give out the name of this loved one. The crazy part is, like I said, he just started puking and just got more insane after that. Another guest came in. His name is Carmichael Hunt, I believe. Yeah, Carmichael Hunt. This guy is supposedly the guy that doesn't believe in ghosts or any possession and stuff like that. He was in denial. He doesn't believe in any of that stuff. And now we go to our main guest. It is June Ross Mitchell, which is she's actually a psychiatrist for Lily Diabo. Lily, she was about to die in a fire, but then she was taken to like a hospital. Supposedly they did rituals on her. The cultists, they did some things to her, and now supposedly I think she was possessed the whole time from a demon that was inside of her. The main reason why Jack Dalroy wanted Lily to be on the show was for the possession. This was supposedly something that never really happened before on live television. I know this is a fictional story, but supposedly in this universe, this has never happened before. And it was going to be very surprising. Lily's character, she was very disturbing. The actress named Ingrid Torelli, she did a very good performance playing as her. And so as Laura Gordon, who played as the psychiatrist for Lily. They did a wonderful job playing the characters. And Jack Dalroy, being the host for the show, he did well. Well, I had to say, every single actor, they were on point on creating this movie. And it was a successful film. The movie actually got a budget of $1 to $1.5 million. And it made a box office of at least $11.1 million. That's a lot, and it was a success. Even the ratings for the movie as well. So like I'm about to tell you right now, a Rotten Tomatoes score for this movie that the critics gave, they gave it a 97%. That's damn near perfect for a low budget movie. And the audience score is an 81%. It's still a B. That's a B. If you were in school, an 81 is good. You're still passing. That's very great for this movie. And I agree. I had to give this movie a 9 out of 10. Because like the ending, it was somewhat confusing. I'm about to spoil the movie for you if you have not seen it. So like right at the ending, when things were going horribly wrong, it turns out that Jack Dalroy, from what I saw in the film, Jack Dalroy actually just sold his soul to the devil. He now became part of the cult. Ryan Garcia, like the boxer, Ryan Garcia has talked about this before, about the Bohemian Grove and stuff. That's like was something they took from real life and then they added it to this movie. You were able to see the owl. Like Bohemian Grove, supposedly like the owl, that's like their main symbol. And that symbol actually came out on the movie as well, on Late Night with the Devil. Supposedly he sold his soul and now he was part of the group. He sacrificed his soul for fame, and the price was he had to give up somebody that he loves dearly, and it was his wife. He had to actually kill her, and that was the price for fame. And so he did it. We were able to see like him getting stuck on almost every single episode he has filmed for this TV show that he is the host of. And it just didn't seem well at all. He felt like he regretted everything that he did right at the ending. At the last moment, the part where supposedly he killed everybody, that was the main part that I got confused. I don't know if the girl was actually possessed the whole time or something. Just like that main part, it was so confusing because then the police came. Like you were able to hear the sirens. And that's how the movie actually ended. With him like supposedly killing everybody at the ending. Like every person was dead. Like there were bodies everywhere. He was the only person alive. And that's how the movie ended. It was a great movie. I was intrigued the whole time. Yeah, it was a very intriguing movie. And you have to give this movie a watch. It's a very interesting storyline. Everybody just played their role right. Maybe this is one of the best movies of the year, by far. There's this other one that came out called Night Swim. I think maybe Late Night with the Devil surpassed it. Like when I told you guys about Night Swim, I was a bit surprised about the movie. I liked it, but I feel like Late Night with the Devil, he just did a more better job. It's a good movie, man. You had to go see it. Go watch it with a friend. I think you can actually handle watching this alone. You don't have to watch it with a friend, but it's a good one, man. It's a great movie. And now, speaking of Ryan Garcia, he just had his fight against Devin Haney. Dude, everybody really thought that Ryan Garcia wasn't going to win because everybody was really worried about his mental state. Was he really prepared for this fight? Was he even taking it serious? Even I had my doubts of him, like, was he really going to lose against Devin Haney? But then I thought to myself, nah, man, he can't beat him. He knows what he's doing. But he did at the ending, man. He actually got a decision win against Devin Haney. People thought that he really was going to lose, that he was going to get KO'd. Devin Haney doesn't have any power on his arms, man. He doesn't have powers on his fist. So there was no way that Devin Haney was going to KO Ryan, but he lost against Ryan Garcia by decision. He actually knocked him down 3 times. And damn, was I cheering, man. I was cheering that he was doing great, just fighting Devin Haney, and he took this fight very serious. People thought that he was going to lose, man, but damn, that was a badass fight. It could be a fight of the year contender. Maybe so. This was a good fight for Ryan. For Devin Haney, not so much. There were some things online going that supposedly Devin Haney's shoes, they weren't like shoes that you use for boxing. I don't know. People were just making things up, trying to make excuses that Devin Haney wasn't at his best. Dude, he was at his best. And so was Ryan Garcia as well. Ryan Garcia defeated Devin Haney, man. This was his toughest test by far. Like, at first, man, like, months ago, this fight between Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, I really thought it was going to be a very hard fight for Ryan Garcia because of how Devin Haney's defense and just, like, how he counters his punches and stuff. I feel like that was going to mess up Ryan. But no, man, he actually pulled it through and he actually knocked Haney down 3 times. I never seen Devin Haney go down at least once in his professional career. And finally he did. He was stumbled before, but he actually did went down 3 times, man. That was a great fight, man. Ryan Garcia, right now, he is at the top, man. He defeated the best fighter right now in the 140 division. Yesterday came, man, just like 3 pounds heavy. And people were saying that was a lot. That was a lot of weight that Ryan pulled. Dude, that's nothing. Just 3 pounds? Just 3 pounds over? People were just making excuses and they just don't want Ryan to succeed, man. Ryan did good, man. Ryan did great against Devin Haney. He really surprised the whole world. That was a badass fight for him. Now that he is the guy that defeated Devin Haney, I think he should go up against maybe Isaac Cruz. There was supposedly a clip of Eddie Hearn and Ryan Garcia's dad just talking smack to each other. And then, like, Ryan Garcia's dad, he mentioned to Eddie Hearn, "So who's next?" And then Eddie Hearn mentioned Boots Ennis. And Ryan Garcia's dad actually got quiet for a second or so. And then he said, "Who? Pitbull Cruz?" And he was just getting closer to him. But then they actually made up. And now they stop hating each other. Jerron Boots Ennis. That guy seems he's at the top right now for the 170 division. I really don't know how he can actually pull it off. To see how Ryan can actually fight Jerron Boots Ennis. he really wants to fight him, but I don't know, man. Ennis, he's a good fighter for that division, but to be honest, I think Ryan Garcia has a chance. He has a chance against him. You cannot go wrong, man, with Ryan Garcia or Gervonta Davis. Like, these are the two top guys. Gervonta Davis, he hasn't lost yet on his professional career. The only loss that Ryan Garcia has was against Tank Davis. These are the best fighters right now, man. And if they ever fight again, I have to go with Ryan Garcia, dude. I believe that he can. He can actually get the win against Tank Davis. The main reason why people believe that Ryan could have won against Tank was because of the rehydration clause, supposedly. Ryan Garcia, he wasn't at his best. He wasn't at his best form. And they believe that that's why that Tank Davis won. He got him with a clean shot. And that's why Ryan Garcia wasn't at his best. And actually got knocked down by Gervonta Davis. But if he's at his best, and so is Tank Davis, that's going to be a great fight, man. Both fighters are good fighters, but for the second fight, hopefully, man, hopefully Ryan Garcia actually beats Tank Davis. And if they go for a trilogy, damn, that'd be epic. That'd be one hell of a fight, man. Both fights are going to be great. But yeah, man, that's so dope. Ryan Garcia fooled the whole world, man. And he succeeded on defeating Devin Haney. People didn't thought that he was going to do it. But somehow, that kid actually pulled it through. And managed to beat him. It's an awesome moment for him. And he actually got a great picture when Devin Haney was down. It looked like a photo of when Muhammad Ali took a picture with Sonny Liston when he was down. The picture looks somewhat similar in a way, which is awesome, dude. That's pretty cool. It's a pretty awesome photo. Like, I remember watching a podcast a long time ago. Ryan Garcia wanted a picture somewhat similar like that, but like him standing up and Tank Davis being down. But he got it for Devin Haney. Devin Haney is another great fighter, man. He is one of the top guys right now in boxing. He was able to pull a win against him. So that's a great fighter as well. It's an awesome picture, man. Pretty dope. And yeah, guys, I think that is it for this podcast. Just wanted to end it on a great note. If you guys did enjoy it, make sure to actually follow this podcast on whichever platform you are listening to it. If you are listening to it on Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, make sure to follow it and also recommend this podcast to a friend or neighbor that actually likes listening to stuff about combat sports, horror things. Maybe they will enjoy this podcast as much as you do. And yeah, guys, that is it. Take care and live to the fullest. Bye.